Scientists reported today that the emotional stress of marital discord can cause physical problems as well. This new research, presented at a meeting held at the National Institutes of Health, is part of a growing body of evidence showing that strong emotions can alter the functioning of people's immune systems. NPR's Michelle Trudeau has details.
A while back, 90 newlywed couples came into the research lab of Dr. Janice Kiecolt-Glaser at Ohio State University and stayed for 24 hours.
We very, very carefully selected this sample of 90 couples, newlywed couples, who were, as far as we could tell, absolutely pristine in terms of mental and physical health.
Now, Kiecolt-Glaser and her colleagues William Malarkey and Ronald Glaser wanted to know what's the impact of marital stress on couples. There has been mounting evidence over the years that emotional health affects physical health. So each of these newlyweds was hooked up to a blood monitoring device and told, pick a fight with your spouse. Choose a thorny issue that's been a hotspot, like in-laws or finances, and go at it for half an hour.
And we would be videotaping the interaction as they tried to resolve one or two areas of disagreement.
The researchers watched for negative and hostile behaviors, both spoken and unspoken.
It could be something as subtle as one spouse says something and the other one rolls their eyes. Or it could be something where one spouse says something and the other one says, I can't believe you said that.
And all the while, blood samples were checked for levels of stress hormones and for changes in the immune system.
And what we found was that negative behavior, things like sarcasm, put-downs, were strongly associated with both changes in hormones during the time the couples were talking with each other and with changes in immune function over the next 24 hours.
So stress hormones soared during the arguments, priming the body for a fight or flight reaction, and the newlywed's immune system, the body's great shield against disease, became weaker. Also, there was a difference between husbands and wives.
The effects were much larger for women throughout the study than they were for men.
Women, more than men, says Kiecolt-Glaser, seem to be more sensitive, both psychologically and physically, to negative interactions.
Which is consistent with other marital literature, where women are much more aware of negative behavior in a marriage. They're much better able to decode both verbal and nonverbal negative messages from the spouse. Women remember arguments longer and in much greater detail.
Now, the researchers also studied another group, older couples. Average length of marriage, 40 years. These couples, like the newlyweds, were by all accounts very happily married.
So we again asked them to disagree, to talk about an area of disagreement. We filmed them, we drew blood for hormones, and we again found that those who were nastier or more hostile during the time they disagreed were the ones who showed the greatest changes.
And again, the wives showed a greater physiological reaction to hostility than their husbands. Now, researcher Esther Sternberg from the National Institute of Mental Health says that surges in certain stress hormones can lead to a cascade of events.
Those hormones are immunosuppressive. They turn off the immune system. They turn down the immune system. And ultimately, that could make the individual more susceptible to disease.
Now, although a direct causal link still needs to be proven, the implication of this research, suggests Sternberg, is that stress may increase risk of disease and that couples in unhappy relationships may be more susceptible to illness. I'm Michelle Trudeau reporting.